the Fat Lip. I'm your host, Ash, and today I have a co-host, and that is my good friend, Allison Zwecker. Say hi, Allison.
Hi.
Yay. So today we are talking about good fatties and bad fatties, which is a pretty huge concept, and we're going to talk about just one tiny piece of it. Okay, so in our culture, every fat person is expected to be making an effort to become not fat. So, like, you're supposed to be dieting and going to the gym, and you're supposed to, like, harbor a secret shame at all times that you are, and you're supposed to be working to better yourself. And if you do, then everyone likes you, and everyone's like, oh, you're so inspiring, and good for you. And as long as you maintain that, and as long as you keep talking about your diet and announcing how much weight you've lost, then you get to, like, participate in society and not be shunned.
Hooray!
Yay! But it's contingent. I mean, if you ever step out of line, then you're automatically shamed. And that's just the way it goes for fat people. That's just the way you have to be. So a good fatty is a socially acceptable fat person. And a good fatty has a little bit of respect from the culture, and they're a work in progress. So today we're talking about work in progress good fatties. There are other fatty archetypes who qualify as good fatties as well. And Stacey Bias, in her blog, covers them beautifully and thoughtfully, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes so that you can go there and see that. So what she explains is that there are many other types of fat person that get a pass by society, and those include, you know, fatties who are athletes and, like, the fashion bloggers who, you know, fit into a specific size range, have a certain body type, and can afford a lot of pretty clothes. And so they're exempt from social exclusion because of the role that they fill. And I highly recommend that article because it's really good, and it gives you a lot of talking points and a lot of things to question when you're thinking about those different types. But today we're talking about work in progress fatties and how everyone is proud of them because they're on a diet, and or they have perfect labs, or they're essentially, what a good fatty is doing right is behaving in the way that diet culture and society at large want them to. So the most important thing that you have to do to be a good fatty, a work in progress fatty, is to make sure that everyone knows that you're working on it, that you're trying real hard. And that's why when you're up at the office, there's always that one woman who is, like, counting the number of almonds she ate for lunch and telling you how many points it's worth. And because she has to do that, because she's taught that she should hate herself, and it's a requirement to do that to maintain her good fatty status. So, yeah. So people go their entire lives. Like, I know people that have been on Weight Watchers since they were 13. Or they've switched off of Weight Watchers and went to Atkins and then South Beach, and then it's just their whole lives they're expected to be doing this. And, like, it's even built into the way Weight Watchers and all of those diet programs are marketed. It's always like, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. And it's like they're literally telling you, like, you have to do this your whole life. This is your whole life now. And it's just the way it is.
It's so uplifting.
Yeah, of course.
These shackles are covered in little smiles and rainbows, so it's okay.
Right. You just go to your meetings, and then when you come out, you post on Facebook, like, I lost another 13 ounces today, and I wrote it in my journal, and it's great.
It was only 50% tears.
Right.
It's funny too. You say like, oh, I know people who have been Weight Watchers their whole life. To me, the exception is people who haven't been dieting their whole life.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the crazy fat person is one who hasn't been taught when they were 10 years old that something was wrong with them and they needed to diet. So the expectation, like the, it's real. The truth is real out there. You are brought into this culture and the doors are closed and they're locked. And that's just the way you're expected to live to make sense to the world.
Yeah.
So that's, there it is. There's your future.
Most fat people don't even know that they don't have to participate in diet culture. It's just so expected. Like that's just what you do. Like that's part of being fat. That's part of what you do.
That's why I'm so excited that you're talking about this topic today, because I think this is kind of a super hard hurdle to jump to go over here. Mm-hmm. But it's such the watershed one for being fat and for experiencing being fat in the world. Because to me, that's like the mind-blowing thing.
Yeah.
When you realize that you don't have to be what society wants you to be. And that doesn't mean... And I think that's, this is like the line that we have to kind of traverse carefully in this conversation. It doesn't mean that we're saying you should be unhealthy and ha ha ha, that's like what we're advocating for. It's just that you don't have to justify what you look like and your size and your health, because that's what society wants you to do for you to make sense and to fit in. And Right. Like once you realize that everything that you've been trying to be to explain why you're fat, when people look at you and have that kind of quizzical, but you must be dieting, right, look on their face. Mm-hmm. Once you realize that you don't have to adhere to that, it's like, what? And then everything is different. And then you have had the red pill or the blue pill or green pill. I don't remember which one.
Yeah, whatever the analogy
and
is.
You are on the other side of the matrix and suddenly you can look at things differently. And so having this kind of conversation about the existence of good fatties is so super important and huge, pun intended.
Yeah. I think that you can still have a healthy lifestyle and be healthy if that's what you want. Like, you can still go to the gym every day if that's what you want, and that's fine. But the difference is you don't have to explain your actions to anyone. Like, that, what you're doing, like, whatever journey you're on, that's for you. And you don't have to, you know, like, you don't have to participate in what people are expecting of you in order to, you know, be worthy of acceptance in society. So yeah, so most fat people don't even know that, and I think like it's such a foreign concept that like if you haven't been introduced to it through someone else, like you never come to that on your own, because the culture is set up so that you don't get an indication that it exists unless, you know, someone lets you in on the secret.
Yeah. That like whispered thing that, hey, you don't have to explain what you look like to people.
Right.
Because it's just accepted and anticipated that you will do that. That if you are fat, you have to have a reason for why you're fat.
Right.
And that's the only way you can like exist and be at peace as much as possible with the world is if you're like, well, I'm fat because, and then, or you don't know where I am in my diet journey. I could have lost 100 pounds. So you can't look at me and say that I'm not okay.
Right.
You can't judge my body and say that it's not okay because you don't know that I've gotten perfect labs from the doctor or that I work out every day. So don't judge me based on what I look like. And it's just like, it doesn't matter. Like you don't get to, you don't know what someone's health is, but also like you just don't have the right to judge what they look like. And you don't have to justify if you're healthy or if you're not healthy. And like people just don't, that's a whole thing, door in their mind that they just never realized was closed. So
yeah.
All about doors today.
Yeah, that's what, it drives me crazy whenever there's like a meme and it's like, oh, I was at the gym on the track and I was running and people were like making fun of me and I was like, you don't know how far I've gotten and all of that. And it's like that's not size acceptance. That's not body positivity, because you're justifying where you are or what you're doing based on, you know, where you came from, which was the bad fat area, you know, like,
right.
Like you don't, you just don't understand how good I am now. Like I used to be bad, but I'm so good now. Yeah. So
Yeah, exactly. You're still justifying it. I mean, I think there's like different steps. There's like that first like socially acceptable body acceptance. I'm doing air quotes, but you can't see them. And that's like when people are saying that they're okay with a fat body, mm-hmm. because they're a good fatty, essentially. And so that's what these articles are. They're basically saying like, but look, I'm a good fatty. It's okay. I work out. You don't understand that I am what you want me to be.
Right.
And therefore you can be okay with it. And then there's just this whole other level of actual body acceptance and fat acceptance that's not about me being what you want me to be, but me being what I want to be for myself, whether it's healthy or unhealthy, whether it's fat or not fat. And like people realizing that they can be on that level with themselves and just answer to themselves and their body is just something that people are not accustomed to. And society doesn't want you to be like that because capitalism and because
right.
of the way that we are, where we just need to be driven by expectations and rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, yeah, that's, I don't have an end. There's no period there.
The end.
And so it's just, yeah, bye.
So that's the message here. Like, just be what you want and do what you want. Body autonomy is a thing and you should exercise that. And maybe people still don't get it.
Okay, so most people will immediately just issue a slack jawed, but it's not healthy here. And I've gotten that from like so many people. And the it's not healthy argument is a problem on two fronts. First, you can be very, very fat and still healthy. Like, you can be 500 pounds and have great labs, and, like, your doctor tells you there's nothing wrong with you. Like, that absolutely does happen.
And that right there is the soundbite that will enrage the internet. But it's true.
The appearance of a fat body tells you nothing about a person's health. Like, that is, like, the first thing you hear about when you start to hear about fat acceptance. The first thing that people will tell you is you can't tell anything about a fat person's health just by looking at them. And I think that more importantly, though, the whole it's not healthy argument is an argument that implies that a person's health is a part of a measure of their worth.
Right.
Which is a huge problem because treating someone's poor health as a moral failing is wrong anyway. And I think that if you remove fat from that equation, most people would agree that assigning moral value to health is pretty gross.
Right.
And B, that it's any of your business whatsoever. Like, a person's health is not your business.
And it's not your business even if it's someone you love and care about. Like, in fact, if you do care about someone, you should acknowledge that they have the agency to make their own decisions for their body. And you should allow them to do that without question or judgment.
I love that assumption, too, that, like, fat people are just floating around, because I want to imagine us as, like, clouds or marshmallows, right. floating around the world, like, with no idea that they're fat, and that
right.
people are saying that fat are unhealthy, until you swoop in with your Superman cape by making an arm movement you can't see, and you say, but wait, you're unhealthy, and then the fat person is like, what?
And they'll, like, clutch I'm their unhealthy. Pearls.
What? There can be something wrong with me? I should go to the doctor ever and
what?
Get blood work and checkups? I had no idea. Wow.
Right.
And like, you feel like you have to assert your opinion and make these statements because without you, without that voice, that fat person is going to have no idea what healthy things they need to do or like how to exist or how to take care of themselves.
Right,
it needs
right.
to be you to instruct them how to do those things. So
right.
Yeah,
and like, little do you know that fat people hear this everywhere, like awesome. Everywhere that they go, like from everyone. They go to the doctor and their doctor treats them like crap. Like, that's just, like, that is an experience that fat people never escape. Like, every fat person has had a bad experience with a medical provider. And, like, fat people are very aware of the fact that fat affects them. Like, they don't need you to tell them. And unless you are their doctor, like, it's not your business. Like, you don't get to tell them, you know?
Yep. And yeah, and when we're saying, too, that, like, we have bad experiences with doctors, it's not to say that that I would go to the doctor and have them tell me that there's something wrong with me and me say, what? That's not true. You don't know. But for a doctor, like any other person, to just assume that your ailment that you're coming to them with has to do with your fat. Because we've experienced, and people that we know have experienced, you come in with a broken arm or something, and they're like, but did you try weight loss surgery?
Right. And you're let me put you on Optifast right now.
But I just, I just have this chest cold, but weight loss surgery. So that's not to say that going to the doctor and them saying you have high blood pressure and you say, how dare you? That's not true.
Right.
That's not being treated badly by a doctor, but having doctors that are just like, you must take care of this first before this other life threatening thing, because this is the thing that you should care about.
Right. And the point is that fat people know that they're fat. And they know what their doctor has said, and they don't need you to tell them. Their health is between them and their doctor. And really, doctors aren't above fat shame either.
Because a doctor is also a person that experiences biases against people based on weight. And it's because of this society that we have, this culture that we have, that says that fatness is wrong and fat people are wrong and... unless you're doing something about it, then you're failing at life. You need to get your life together.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get over the complex problematic mountain of health, it's a huge discussion. And no matter what either of us say or anyone says in fat acceptance, there will be people that cannot get past this, but it's so unhealthy argument. That's always going to be there. But if you can think about it critically and realize that someone else's health is not your business, then you can get over that. And then all we're left with is that the overwhelming opinion of fat in our culture is just that it doesn't look nice. And that's why most people have problems with fat people. That's why, when you're at the grocery store, you get dirty looks or whatever. And it's not because that person doesn't care how healthy you are. Strangers on the street do not care how healthy you are. Strangers on the street care about the fact that they don't like the look of you, and what you are disturbs them in some way. And so that's fine if the decision you've made for yourself is you don't want to be fat and you don't like the way it looks on you, but everybody else can be whatever they want. That's just the way it is. The problem arises when you start to hang your feelings about fat and whether or not you like the aesthetics of fat on on fat people, on other fat people. So good fatties only exist because other people tell fat people that they should be smaller, that they should want to be smaller, and that they should make every effort, at least in public, to be trying to lose weight. And good fatties exist because they're seeking societal approval by saying, but look how hard I'm trying, I'm doing everything I can, or it's not my fault. And because the rest of the culture is patting them on the head. And you want, people want the approval of others. You want your peers to accept you. And so...
so this is the deal we make in diet culture. We fat people are allowed to participate in society as long as we repent for our sins.
And so it's just this swirling cycle of bad feelings and shame and hate and Weight Watchers.
In the center, the tornado of torment.
Right. So many points.
I can only count to 25.
So how do we change this? And I don't know if there's any changing it, but we can work on our tiny circles around us, I think.
And I think that the only way to do that is to just step off the ride. And that doesn't mean to stop working out or eating quinoa if that's what you want to do. But it just means that you can stop answering for your fat to others, Your workouts or meals or your time on the couch are no one else's business.
No, I think it's true. I think the thing, how do you start to change it is realize that you're participating in it.
Right.
That's the first step is once you realize that not that you working out is participating in it, because that's crazy. That's saying like me taking healthy steps is participating in some evil machine.
Right.
The participating in it is the feeling the need to announce that to people, or to use that as like a justification for where you are in your life or what your body looks like. So realizing that you feeling like when you have this conversation, when you're out with your friends who are not fat, and you feel the need to tell them about how much you've been working out or like the diet that you're on, that action is you participating in this like justification for how you look because of diet culture and because of society. So it's not to say that you should be eating unhealthy food, and we're advocating for that. We're saying do what you want to do, whether it's be healthy or be not healthy, but realize that you don't need to justify your behavior, good or bad, to anyone, because that justification is feeding into that cycle, into that swirling Weight Watchers vortex.
Exactly.
And you can exist outside of that. You can make your own choices. You can have body autonomy and agency and not kind of be a cog in this machine of essentially like capitalistic diet culture movement things, and just live your life and not have to be that. So I think realizing that you're a participant and that's what your behavior is doing, unless it's just kind of like, I like being on Facebook and people giving me likes, but
there are people like that.
Many people, yes. But like if a level of you doing that and like saying I ran 10 miles, well, so tired, like weird emoji that I don't know with a lot of laughter and tears at the same time. If you're posting that because you want people to say I'm losing weight, I'm doing these things because then I make sense to you, just take a look at your behavior and realize that you just do you, man. Like, don't do it for the world, and don't do it to make you make sense or make the world make sense to you. Like, realize your role in your actions.
Right. Agreed.
And on the other side, if you're a person who cares about someone who makes weight loss announcements, you can be supportive without congratulating them on weight loss, however that looks and makes sense for the situation. Just be conscious of your language and just notice when something that you're thinking might imply that
fat thin is good and fat is bad. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, don't do that anymore. That's bad.
Slap on wrist. Slap, slap.
Thank you so much again to my friend Allison for co-hosting with me today. And if you would like to be my co-host on the show, maybe that can happen. That is one of the Patreon perks. Be sure to follow The Fat Lip on Twitter at twitter.com/fatlippodcast and facebook.com/thefatlippodcast. And there's Tumblr and Instagram too, but you can find that information on the Facebook page. And as always, if you have stories to tell or an opinion you want to share on the show, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can do that on thefatlip.com on the Tell Your Story page, or you can just email me at ash@thefatlip.com. If you enjoyed this show or enjoy what we're doing, I hope you consider going to our Patreon page and just taking a look. There are some fun rewards, and you get to watch a video of me looking like a dork asking for your money. Has to be done. Thanks for listening, and The Fat Lip will be back again in 2 weeks.
I will take out your heavy breathing. It is okay. I'll take out mine as well.
Thank you. That's so kind of you. Fat positive, heavy breathing.
You're welcome. That's what fat people do for each other.